You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
We move on now to the latest South African fund manager survey that was released today, and this data suggests that fund managers are still patiently bullish on equities. I'm joined on the line by John Morris to take a look at the developments around this and just try and unpack what it means for the South African picture. Good evening, John. Thanks so much for taking the time. Let's start with the key takeaways from the survey.
Sure. Thanks very much. So it's similar to last month in that the managers are bullish equities, and they are also more bearish cash this month. And on bonds, they are steady bond bulls. And so from these responses, the fact that no manager wants to raise cash, it shows that there is an appetite for equities. Managers see value in equities, they see more buyers in the market than sells, and so they have a positive outlook. The return is around 15% on a 12-month view from equities.
John, if we look at 12-month view, I mean, we obviously can't make certain assumptions knowing that there's still some data that will come out from the likes of central banks around the world and probably statistics organizations in each country. What is the outlook for the next 12 months from a fund manager perspective?
Yes, so on a 12-month view, a higher net 53% expect the economy to get a little stronger. So that jumped up from a net 38% last month. So in fact, this response is actually the highest response in the last 26 months. So I think for this year, the outlook looks better than last year. And then coupled with that, of course, there's a cutting cycle which lies ahead, and 87% of managers expect the first repo cut in the third quarter of this year. And we expect a cut in July, and we expect the Fed to possibly cut in June. Maybe the risks are that it could be delayed. But we go in for June, and we've got three cuts from the Fed. So then the SARB would be able to cut from July in South Africa, and we're looking for, so the repo's at 8.25. The managers are looking for 7.5% in 12 months, which ties in pretty much with what we would expect this time next year at the repo rate level.
John, you flagged something around the risks. Obviously, we know that while the market is pricing in a lot of these cuts from Q3 and from end of Q2, we know that there's no definitive confirmation that we're going to get those cuts at that time. From a fund manager perspective, what are fund managers flagging as risks, perhaps in the market, and more specifically, the domestic risks that persist in South Africa? Are fund managers still concerned around things related to logistics and electricity and all of that? What are the domestic risks?
Yeah, so I would say just on the global survey, because there the number one risk is inflation and then geopolitics. So that's in the global survey. If you come down to the South African survey, there's two joint risks that got the same amount of votes. Number one is weak EPS. So the managers are looking for about 4% EPS growth this year. So it's a subdued earnings environment. As you know, the macro environment is tough. But joint with that was policy shifts to the left. So I think as we near the election, investors are getting concerned about what could be the possible outcomes, and that raises the level of uncertainty. But in having said that, if you look at when it was unclear who would succeed Jacob Zuma, uncertainty was very high. Then over 60% of the managers said there were policy shifts to the left was the biggest risk then. Now close to 30%, so it's half of that, but it has been rising over the last few months in the survey. So it's those two risks. Transnet, Eskom, you know, those were risks last year, but they seem to have faded somewhat. Perhaps managers are familiar with those risks. So, you know, the risks have slightly changed in the survey.
John, do the managers locally or even at a global level have a standpoint on the Magnificent Seven as it stands? We've seen for the longest time, especially the start of this year, that those seven stocks have been key in terms of the returns achieved by US markets. Are fund managers still assessing upside for the Magnificent Seven, or are we starting to see a bit of an overweight assessment of those stocks?
So I think if you look at the large cap managers in the US, they have an overweight position in those stocks. It's a big component of the S&P 500. And if you look at flows, a lot of flows are still going to tech. In the global survey, tech is still in focus. And so it's still clearly important. In investors' investment process, there's no doubt about that. I suppose managers are trying to work out what could, are we going to, more of a bubble? I think in the global survey they asked, is there a bubble in AI? And 45% said no, and 40% said yes. So, it's pretty split, but it could be going more into a bubble as time moves on. But I think investors are also looking at the S&P outside of tech, outside of Magnificent Seven, looking at the valuations and looking at the earnings growth rates. In the South African survey, it filters through to the category software, which is Naspers Process, and their managers. If you look at the preferred sector on 12 months, software comes second after banks. So that's what's your favorite sector on 12 months. So it's coming second. And then if you look at positioning, the positioning has been, more managers have been moving overweight. So in fact, it's close to all-time highs. So I think there's a reflection of what's happening globally to what's happening locally. And I think managers still expect a lot more upside from Naspers and Process.
John, do you think the overweight towards or the expectations around the software sector have anything to do with the current AI trends we're seeing?
Yeah, I think you have to look at each individual stock to see, what the prospects are. But I mean, tech, internet, AI, it certainly has an impact on South Africa software. But of course, you've got the China element, you've got Tencent. And investors have been very nervous of China for various reasons. So if you look at the global survey, the positioning in China, that underweight has been increasing over many months, although in this recent survey it got less underweight. So there's maybe a sort of a marginal improvement on the outlook towards China. But I think internet, I think the key is on really semiconductors more than internet. So it just depends, I think, on the stock, but AI puts the focus on tech. Tech still in demand, and China could play catch up market wise at some point, and then that could be beneficial for the software sector in South Africa.
Speaking of South Africa, John, as we close our conversation, how are South African managers looking at the offshore allocations? We know that their allocation threshold has been increased to 45%, and I think when I last checked, a lot of the managers were sitting probably around the 40% range in terms of offshore allocations. Is this still something that local managers are pursuing from a diversification point of view, owing to the South African growth story that seems to be lagging?
Yes, I think diversification is critical. I think the managers, if you look at the numbers, it might range from 25 to 45. I don't think everyone is at 45. Some managers have domestic mandates. The PIC, doesn't have a big offshore component, but yes, it's a very big pension fund. So, I'm sure on average it's 35. If I look at our fund survey and it's an average, it's not a market cap weighted, it's just an average of the managers we survey. That comes in at 33-34%. So I think 35 is the right sort of number on average. And then managers say they still want to invest abroad, but they're actually looking more at domestic stocks at the moment because they see better upside for domestics. If you could get, for example, through the elections, there's no change in significant change in policies. We then have, a weaker dollar, higher commodity prices, the rand goes firmer. You could have a re-rating of our market. You could get some good returns in South Africa. That's why 73% say they see more, 80% say they see buyers in the market. So the appetite to invest abroad has actually calmed down. But yes, long-term managers want to raise that offshore component. And on the survey, they say they would like to put another 9% of local assets abroad. So, we could go towards that 40% mark, but it takes time. They'll go when the rand is firm, but not when the rand is weak.
Well, we'll have to hope and pray that the rand does firm up at some point, hopefully when the interest rates do start to come down. We'll leave it at that, John. Thanks so much for those insights. That's John Morris, who is South African strategist at Merrill Lynch South Africa, joining me to reflect on the Bank of America's latest fund manager survey.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.